This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim are participating in a community program titled Salamat Datang Modi Ji in Kuala Lumpur. We now go over live to listen to Prime Minister Modi's address.
Among the first to join Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose's Indian National Army, in his honor, we renamed the Indian Cultural Center in Malaysia after Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. I also take this moment to salute the efforts of the Netaji Service Center and Netaji Welfare Foundation in Malaysia. Friend, it is remarkable the way you have preserved traditions over centuries. Recently, I spoke in my monthly radio conversation, Mann Ki Baat, about you. I shared with 1.4 billion Indians how over 500 schools in Malaysia teach children in Indian languages.
Mr. Modi reached Malaysia earlier today on a two-day visit to the nation. He will hold talks with Malaysian Prime Minister tomorrow, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi has said that discussions with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim will focus on advancing cooperation in defence and security, strengthening economic and innovation linkages, and expanding collaboration in emerging areas of mutual interest. India and the US today announced that they have reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. The Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations. According to the joint statement, the United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on Indian goods. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all US industrial goods and a wide range of US food and agricultural products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the framework for an interim trade agreement between India and the US as great news and thanked US President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the two countries. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US interim trade agreement for the Indian exports. Briefing media on India-US joint statement in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said that India has less tariff than its neighbouring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and dairy sector of the country, and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi and papaya will attract zero duty in the United States. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, began today. In the opening match, Pakistan defeated the Netherlands by 3 wickets at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo. In the second match, put into bat first, West Indies were 126 for 2 in 14 overs against Scotland at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, when reports last came in. Defending champions India will begin their campaign later at 7 this evening when they face the United States at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.